bringing the awareness into the body. And settling it in particular with the contact areas of body with seat and body with ground. Just allowing the awareness to be drawn in to the body. Drawn into the contact areas. And as you do that, as you open to that, just allowing it to happen with a very open and light quality of awareness. So the awareness is being pulled into the body, pulled into the contact areas, very naturally. And from that sense of rootedness and groundedness in the contact area, in the base of the body, letting the awareness gently spread and flow, expand into the body field. Letting it widen and open into the body field until you get a sense of the whole body sitting suffused with awareness. And particularly with open, soft, receptive qualities of awareness. Light qualities of awareness. Gently letting the awareness spread through the body field. Flowing into the back of the body. And the front of the body. And the sides of the body. Down into the legs and the feet. Up the torso into the neck and the head. Whole body drenched, suffused, filled and held by soft, light, receptive, and open awareness. May already be happening, but if it's helpful, you can allow the breathing to be part of this spreading of awareness into the body, around the body, within the body. Tuning in to that receptive, sensitive, alive aspect, tone of awareness. Letting it fill the body. So breath and body awareness spreading through the field of the body with a light, soft, sensitive touch. And we can tune into this as a kind of meta frequency of aliveness, of softness, of receptivity. If there's any sense of well-being with that, just spending some time with it right now. In a way that can support it or nourish it very gently to be. Maybe it's enough to just hold it in awareness, the way you would hold a rose petal in the palm of your hand. Not much effort needed. A presence, willingness. So attending, nourishing, supporting, holding this metta tone within awareness, within the body. It may be that the frequency has enough in it to keep the mind engaged. If the mind wanders, that's completely okay, just bringing it back into the body, into this field of metta. And allowing this metta field to show itself to you in any particular way that it does. It might be light or warmth, some kind of vibration, or just this sense of openness, receptivity, wideness. And if it feels possible, just seeing if we can feel into this metta field in a way that does not own it or claim it. Feeling ourselves just tapping in into this field of metta. Both nourished by it and as we care for it, we're also nourishing that field beyond the limits of this body, heart and mind. And so very grounded within this field of metta. Gently explore a little bit. But if at any point it feels more helpful, more useful, more nourishing, just to stay with the metta field and kind of tend to it, care for it, nourish it, then feel free to do that. Or if it feels more useful to just rest into it. So staying with that sense of wide open and alive field of metta. Feeling whatever body, life, or breath is gently flowing through. The field of the body, the field of metta. And as it arises and passes in the field of the body, in this metta field, tuning in to its arising and passing. Tuning in to it not being me or mine. Not just me, not just mine. This flow of breath in and out and through the body, through the field of metta. Not me or mine. Sensations in the body that arise. Not me or mine. So wide field of awareness, wide body field, suffused, imbued with metta, soaked with metta. And within it, the breath flowing, the body life, arising and passing. Rooted in metta. Not me, not mine. So continuing with the practice in this way in your own time. Just noticing if there's any letting go happening and how it feels. Any sense of relief or well-being, letting that too imbue, fill up the field of metta in the body and in awareness. If distractions arise, we can also gently see them as not me and not mine. Letting go. Resting back into the body and the breath within the field of metta. Wide open space of awareness, receptive, light, gentle. And within it, the sensations of the body flow through. Not me, not mine. And the breath moves and flows through. Not me. Not mine. We're aware of the sounds around us. Those also, not me, not mine. All phenomena flowing through the body, heart, and mind. Through the field of metta. held lightly. Not just me. Not just mine. Opening out the space as much as we can and allowing the different manifestations of life to pass through without holding on or owning. Sensations in the body, the breath, sound, and also the mood, the mind state, a particular thought, whatever arises, resting back into the vastness of metta and of life. Not me. Not mine. Not myself. If any well-being, space arises with the letting go, letting that too be spread through the body, cared for, nourished. So the well-being, the metta, can spread and increase and deepen as we continue to allow a whole range of experience to flow through the field of awareness. Not me, not mine. whatever arises, meeting it within that open space of metta. Not me, not mine. Noticing any letting go, any release of contraction, any increase in well-being. And then soaking, absorbing that in.